I would like you to take a minute and look at those bulletin inserts that you have. If you missed a video that we've been doing, those reflections are there for you to understand what's going on with the following series. And there's also discussion questions at the end of those. Those are there available to you as you join your family for dinner or lunch, time for conversation. That might be a tool that you can talk about. I ran across a story this week about a 7-year-old granddaughter who said to a grandfather, "In this family, we are kind of serious about God, aren't we?" Grandpa said, "Yes, we sure are." And the little girl asked, "Why?" Grandpa wrapped the little girl in his arms, hugged her real close, and said, "So that I can hug you and tickle you and try to tell you how much I love you and how glad I am that God gave you to us." The little girl just cuddled back in his arms, hugged him, and said, "Grandpa, I love you too." And I was thinking of that story, and I said to myself, isn't that how God wraps us around? I'm sure he tickles us and makes us laugh. How loving. Wraps us around and you feel secure and safe. Like that little girl, you know, cuddled back and said, "Grandpa, I love you too." The love we have experienced through Christ is also to share, isn't it? In today's scripture, John 14, verse 23, I think it's interesting that Jesus begins by saying, "If you love me." Isn't that interesting? He starts with that, "if." "If you love me, you will keep my word." Or the message translation by Eugene Peters, he puts it this way. He says, "If you love me, show it by doing what I told you to. If you love me, show it. If you love me, show it." A couple of weeks ago, we talked about the greatest commandment, when this young man approached Jesus and asked him, "Tell me." And Jesus responds saying, "Love God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your strength. Love your neighbor as yourself." You know, loving God, as I shared that story, the grandpa hugging the little girl. You know, sometimes we wonder, do I love the Lord? Do I love the Lord that much? As we feel God's embrace and caring, and do we tell him, "Lord, I love you too. I love you." Did you realize how special you are? How important, how treasured you are by our Lord? In Exodus 19, verse 5, God says, "Now therefore, if you obey my voice and keep my covenant, you shall be my treasured possession." You shall be my treasured possession. You are treasured by the Lord. Yes, we hear Jesus say that. Jesus in Matthew 6:25 says, "Do not worry, saying, what shall we eat, or what shall we drink, or what shall we wear? For the pagans run after all these things, and your heavenly Father knows that you need them. But seek first his kingdom and his righteousness, and all these things will be given to you as well." Then he goes on to share, Jesus says, "And why do you worry about clothes? See how the lilies of the field grow. They do not labor or spin. Yet I tell you that not even Solomon," I mean, this is the King Solomon, who was the richest man, "in all his splendor was dressed like one of these," was not. "If that is how God clothes the grass of the field, which is here today and gone tomorrow, how much more will I clothe you? How much more I love you? How much more I care for you?" says the Lord. It's hard for us to understand that, isn't it? He says he takes care of the birds of the air. And he says, if I take care of the birds, don't you realize how important you are? You know, it goes back to say, he treasures us, like in the Old Testament, Exodus 19:5. God treasures us. He treasures us. Here is another passage in Isaiah. Isaiah cries out to the Lord, "The Lord has forsaken me. The Lord has forgotten me." Then Isaiah adds these wonderful words. He says, "Can a mother forget the baby at her breast and have no compassion on the child she has born? Though she may forget, I will not forget you." And we don't come to grips with that, how God loves us, wants a relationship. He thinks more than even we can plan. He is so caring. He wants the best for us. And I'm sure as you walked in here, and if I would have asked you, you know, how are you doing? Would have said, "Oh, I'm doing fine." But I know you come with a lot of worries and a lot of hardships and heartaches. There is a lot going on, isn't it? There's a lot going on. And the Lord says to leave those at the cross, at the foot of the cross, to leave it to him, and that he will take care. Do you trust him? Do you trust him with your situations that you come with? To just let God take care. You know, we worry, don't we? We are stressed out. As a video clip shared, you know, yep, starts with stress. That's how our lives are, isn't it? And the beautiful passage up in the front of your bulletins, you know, with that picture, you know, John 14:27. "Peace I leave with you, my peace I give to you. Not as the world gives do I give it to you." Not like the world gives. The world does not understand God's peace. "Let not your hearts be troubled, neither let them be afraid." you know, we worry. We worry about our retirement. We worry about all that's happening when the market crashes. Yes, we do worry. Don't get me wrong. I mean, plan. We need to plan. We need to plan. We need to plan for retirement. That's great. But there is a point that comes that you trust in the Lord. You just let you do your planning, but let the Lord lead you and guide you. Talks about a video clip talked about Proverbs 18:10. The name of the Lord is a strong tower. The righteous run to it. We go to the Lord. Not the imaginary towers that we can build to protect and secure and keep us safe. I remember this early in my ministry. I just graduated from seminary, 29 years ago. I was young, naive. First paycheck. I looked at it and said, wow, first paycheck. Well, it's nothing much compared to what you're looking 30 years later. But it was the first paycheck. And I thought, wow, you know, I just could save this money. You know how it is when you're in school, you go through all that, and when you come to your first paycheck, I know how you are, I'm sure you've been there. Like, oh, wow. And not too long after that, one of my parishioners was admitted in the hospital. And I would go and visit her. I knew them well. They couldn't diagnose what was wrong with her. They brought in doctors from all over the place. And there was nothing they could figure out, and she was dying. And I remember today, I still remember the walk in the hallway with this gentleman. You know, we had just seen her, you know, she was in an induced coma, and we walked out into the hallway, and we went out, and he told me, he said, Pastor, I've done everything for her. And I said, yeah, I know. And he said, I have all the money in the world. He had flown specialists from the Mayo Clinic in Rochester, Minnesota. He had brought in specialists to see his wife, to see if they could help her medically. And he said, I've tried everything. And he looked at me and he said, if you have health, you are a millionaire. And I looked at this millionaire and I understood at that moment what he was going through. Nothing was going to bring his wife back. And I learned my lesson in those first weeks in ministry. To not build my towers in this world, but to trust the Lord, to trust Him. Proverbs 30, verses 8 through 9. Now, this is Solomon writing it. Solomon, the richest man, writing this. It's a prayer from Agar. I don't know who Agar is, but it says a prayer from Agar, okay? Proverbs 30, verse 8 through 9, King Solomon is rewriting or telling this. He says, give me neither poverty nor riches, but give me only my daily bread. Otherwise, I may have too much and disown you and say, who is the Lord? Or I may become poor and steal and so dishonor the name of my God. Wow. Our walls crumble easily, but the name of the Lord is our stronghold. When we run to Him, because He holds our future. He knows what we need most. So all we need to do is trust Him, trust Him, trust Him. Are you hurting today? Are you stressed out? Do you long for that peace in your life? Trust the Lord. Let Him take care. Let Him take care of you as you step out in faith for Him to walk you into your future. Spend time this week asking God to reveal your imaginary walls. Seek His help to in dismantling them and committing yourself to come to Him, the stronghold of our faith. Gracious Lord, Lord, we seek You first, You and Your kingdom. This world will not satisfy our needs. Father, I pray that we would totally commit ourselves. We will bring our stress, our worries to You. Leave them at Your feet. Trust in You that You will take care of us. If the birds of the air are so well fed and taken care of, Lord, You say we're even more important to You. We are Your treasured possessions. And Lord, that You will not leave us or forsake us. And so, Lord, help us to trust You, to take the step of faith, to commit our lives, to give our hearts to You. Because, Lord, we know that's what You are looking for. Not our treasures, but our commitment, our heart, our soul, so that You may have a relationship with us. So, Lord, I pray that we will come this morning as we come to take part in this holy meal. Lord, we will come leaving our burdens at the cross, leaving our anxieties, our worries. Lord, as we break this bread, as we take part in this cup, help us, Lord, help us to realize that we belong to You, when we give our lives and we commit ourselves, when we totally bring ourselves to the altar, and when we give ourselves up, Lord, you can take us and use us, mold us after your will. So help us, we pray. In Jesus' name, amen.